always like Woody Woodpecker is knocking on the door. I'll find out who it is. Oh, Prime Minister Mal Howard, what brings you here? You're here for the verdict party. I'm here to make sure all our government secrets are not splashed out for all the world to see. If we have all our secrets dangling out there, there's no secrets to keep. And we are absolutely vulnerable for such a thing. Oh, I thought you were coming in to party. I'm in no mood for partying. I am here on crisis mode. Did someone say a crisis? Thank you so much for that, Prime Minister. You just took out Katie Landscape again, worrying about some crisis. Oh, hi, Mum. Oh, Carlos, you're here. Yeah, I hear Luke Camille was supposed to look after Nanny Prescott's house, but then Mariah Hawkins decided to use it for other means. For a surprise verdict party now turned to a hostage party. So are you here to see Mariah Hawkins talk about the situation? Why would I go to Mariah Hawkins for a political answer? I have, you know, Prime Minister, I am part of the government, I am Deputy Mayor. All you know how to do, Mariah, is throw a good party. When we've been in crisis like this, you haven't been exactly great. And you have. Oh, I would concur with what Mariah is saying. I remember you hiding out under your desk when the happy people were taken over. Well, I was in prison for my convictions. Candy Swallow, you weren't exactly the hero of that event either. You just used it for your own needs. Listen, I used to be Prime Minister around here. Before you were beaten by Prime Minister Hyman. In fact, Nanny Prescott was even managed to beat you. Well, Luke Camille, that's who I'm here to see. Where is Nanny Prescott? We're in a crisis. Anyone can get out of a crisis. It's her. Well, she's stuck in there, isn't she? She's part of the jury.
Oh, so she's part of the problem. I don't think she's part of the problem. You know, in her, she's got proper common sense, unlike Georgia Lander, who's also part of the jury.
Stevie boy, I've told you, you have got to get together with Jill. The Russell family brand name is in trouble.
What does Russell Brand have to do?
No, the Russell Brand. Yeah, what does he have? No, not that fool. Mia Russell. The fame, the celeb, the brand name, the Russell Brand. Yeah, Russell Brand. No! Never mind. Always it is exciting. Drama.
Oh, Marion Richards.
Oh, do you want me to recap the previous episodes? I sometimes do that, you know, but I usually do it with Nanny Prescott in tandem. No. That's a perfect Destiny's Child song. Let's put it on. DJ Freezy Fresh, put that on, please. DJ Freezy Fresh, don't you dare. Now, we need to make sure we stop Luther Martin before he reveals some real secrets. In fact, what secrets has he released so far? Addy Adams here, always for the political gossip. Don't worry, Prime Minister, I have all the list that he's revealed.
At the moment, he's revealed that there was a government investigation to find out whether Tesso Darcy and Sarah were the same person.
Oh, I tell you such a great compliment. Or do I? Because I'm my own woman, you know. I do sound like Sarah when I sing SOS. Isn't that ABBA song? Yeah, but Cher covered it. But point being is, I'm the real deal.
Also, the investigation into every single Australian over in this country was made as soon as Traitor Australian Season 2 hit BBC iPlayer.
I bet they were wondering if anyone Australian was competent after watching that thing.
Well, Camille was half decent.
I know, when you've got 1 out of 20, it's real hard to make a case. Oh, think of the relations with the Australians. Don't worry, they're actually really appreciative of that fact. I mean, they now realise that someone else knows their pain that they had, the fact that they had such incompetent people around town running around on their TV screens. I think they're glad that the world's taken notice. I even heard every dignitary, every single country which has that show has been giving them letters of commiseration to them. Oh, and there's also rumours about the dog mayor actually not being a dead dog which is taxidermied, but in fact a live dog that was frozen to make sure to see if cryogenics really works.
That's it.
For the moment, I think, though, he's just warming up. Well, we still need to stop him regardless.
I'm not having him about to go to the main course.
EDNA here. Oh, Edna. This is bad MBE. Well, as one has been very much entangled with the Secret Service, I thought you might need my help, Prime Minister. And what's that? I suggest you kill him. Shoot him.
On live TV, I don't think that would be a good idea.
Well, just blame on Pam Donna. Then she can get her, Artillery Club membership, whenever she's run away from that.
Any other suggestions?
Kill all those who have been held hostage. Blame on Pam Donna, then she can still get that club membership.
Anyone besides Edna? It's EDN at whatever. Well, I have an idea. What is it, Deputy Mayor? Why are you singing like that? We used to be best buds. The happy people thing did kind of leave a stain on my reputation. Well, that was just about you as me. You were pally with President Dennis. You're always pally with anyone you can find, Mariah Hawkins, from Victoria Dawn, that fake swim star, to Cliff Clifford, the guy who terrorized this whole place. Listen, I'm all here for a party, and I can smooth and socialize with the best. And people might criticize me for my partying skills, but hey, the world needs fun and laughter, and here I am.
So you're going to get us out of this crisis?
Absolutely. And I got my secret weapon. Mama! What does your mum have to do with anything?
It's not my mum, A-D-N-A. It's the singer, Mama.
Well, Hawkins, just how many singers do you have in this thing? I thought I was the main attraction.
Since when are you ever the main attraction, Mia Russell?
Way more than of you. Then why has no one ever heard of you, Mia, until this night? Come on, everyone knows Tesso Darcy. No one knows you.
Listen, I am far more popular and bigger. And bigger brand.
Stop with your Russell branding. You cannot do a good SOS like I can.
Divas, divas, divas. There's always room for another diva. But may I just ask, what does a fat black Jamaican old-time singer gonna help us through this crisis somehow?
Luca Mira, ye of little faith. Let me explain. Mama is like Aretha Franklin and Ella Fitzgerald wrapped up in a Jamaican bow. And we're gonna use that bow and arrow to fight Luther Martin.
How exactly?
With a conga line! See, I know how to do things.
What does a conga line?
Luca, Luca, let me explain. Mama here will sing Free Way of Love by Aretha Franklin. We will start a conga line that will go through wherever Luther Martin is. Now, Luther Martin will be so taken away with the toe tapping, with the 80 beats, with the hip swaying, that he will find himself immersed in the conga line. As he's immersed in the conga line, those who are held hostage, well, I mean killed by EDNA, will come outside as well and join in the conga line. We will then drop off Luther Martin in prison, then go back to the court, bring the jury back, and so they can continue to deliberate on Pam Donna.
That's your plan.
See, listen, Mama, do your little thing. See, la la la, my comedy. A whole lot of kisses and sweet stuff. Three, 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 way. Three, 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 way.
Sorry, are you serious?
Luca, Mama, get the engine going.
Any traffic slowing made or slow? Watch the pedal and go.
Do the go.
Go. Go! You'll be riding on the freeway. I love in my pink Cadillac. We will be riding on the freeway. I love get the gas. We will be riding on the freeway. I'm loving in my pink. Yeah, we riding on the freeway. I love in my pink Cadillac.
I couldn't distinguish half a word.
It doesn't matter. It could be like Michael Jackson's Earth Song, where you go, bye bye baby belt. We're just here to get the conga line going. Let's go conga. Mama lead the conga.
Free, free, way.
We're on our way to freedom. Come on.
Free, 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 way.
Who says you can't have fun while you're doing politics? Hello, PK Simpson, and I am here with breaking news, breaking news. We have an update on the Luther Martin hostage situation. Now, I never heard the government using a conga line to solve its problems. And in a sense, it still hasn't. It has tried to use the conga line with Mama singing the sweet song of Free Way of Love, hoping that Luther Martin would tap his way, follow the conga line, straight into prison. But it seems this tactic has fallen on deaf ears, as while Luther Martin did certainly shick away and join the queue, so did a Pam Donna. And now both Luther Martin and Pam Donna are on the lam. Now, it's true that the hostage situation has been resolved, but we now have a new situation of a terrorist, basically, and a lady who had run away from a kill of getting her artillery membership club being out on the lam. With those facts in mind, there's a killer on the loose, and she could be out to kill someone just to get that membership. So, hide your wives, hide your kids, and don't go Congoing anytime soon, because Pam Donald may strike again. And if she does, she's getting that membership. I've been PK Sibbons, and this has been the government messing up once again. Is it won by traitors Australia? We don't know. Well, join us when we got more breaking news. I've been PK Sibbons. Good night.
You've been listening to What's Going On in Grassy Valley, and I'm the creator show, Thomas Taylor. Thank you so much, everyone, for coming aboard and listening to the show. It's always great to have you. Do you know this book you can buy? See below at the description. And as always, tell us about the show. There's other shows you can listen to and catch up on this little mini saga. But what is going to happen next? It's only one way to find out is tune in next time. But until then, bye for now.